This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah.
BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Ooh, sometimes.
Time for the vibe check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? It is Thursday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
Yeah. Get in.
On those naughty vibes, 585-252-9800. You need a cough drop? Where's our friends at this morning, Breeze?
They are here, they are ramped, and they are ready. Good morning and happy Thursday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are sick of this weather. Bring on the sunshine. I love you guys. Have a great day. Yeah, we'll actually get into that later on for Therapy Thursday, but it's been really bad. Like,
it's been dreadful.
I've lost my will to live, if I'm being honest.
Oh, that's extreme.
Yeah, it's been really dark. Really dark. So anyways, we'll get into that. Can't wait.
Talk about it. Listen, the good news too, Nico and Steve, is it's going to be a lot nicer next week. So there's at least a little something to look forward to.
Hopefully. And then we have our girl Melissa weighing in. Melissa says, finally got some sleep last night after 2 weeks of tending to my baby. My husband is a rock star. Absolutely love you.
Nice.
Cute. Who else is here? We have our girl Olivia, and she says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. I'm starting a new job today, so a lot of onboarding stuff, but I am very excited, so vibes are high because of that.
Good for you. A lot to look forward to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What about you? Vibes?
They were pretty good. I had dinner with my brother last night. Do you realize he's never been to Dinosaur Barbecue? I'm like, come on, I'll take you.
Really?
Yeah, it was like his first time. I was like, how is that possible? You've lived here your whole life.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So we walk in. He's like, oh, yeah, it's kind of cool in here. Yeah, it used to be a train station in like 1905. So, but we had a nice time last night. I'm a little bummed now because I'll talk about me getting ripped off at 6:40. I was pissed. I spent a buttload of money on this one item I really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed up yesterday. I'm like, there's no way this could be it. There's no way that this is it. Oh, yes, it was. And then obviously we'll get to some of your stories of the last time you got ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there.
Very much so.
You?
Vibes are meh. Vibes are okay.
Talk to us, Breeze.
Definitely have been going through it with the weather. And like I said, I have a wedding this weekend.
Yeah.
And
Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday. It's going to be 55 and raining. So I can't wait for that. Yeah, it's going to be something.
You're not in it, though.
No, thank God.
Because I feel like we would have discussed this a lot more if you were in the wedding.
Absolutely not.
That's good, though. You don't have any responsibility. It's still going to be, you just show up, you drink, you eat.
Yeah, but it's going to be pouring. And I'm going to have a spray tan, so that's not great.
You're getting a spray tan for someone else's wedding?
I'm getting a spray tan just to feel something. I mean, I'm not going to get tan until July at this rate. It's going to be really bad, so.
Yeah, so yeah. Basically you risk the chance of melting this weekend.
But these things happen.
Yeah, they sure do. Coming up for the big story of the day, you guys, thanks for all the vibes this morning. We're going to talk about the Greece pawn shop owner who reached a guilty plea. What they were doing in this pawn shop is, it's probably not the first time this has happened. I'm sure there's a lot of pawn shops that were doing stuff like this. But what amazes me is how long they got away with it. I'll tell you what they did coming up for the big story of the day next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, 69 for the high today. A Greece pawn shop owner has reached a guilty plea after prosecutors said he orchestrated a scheme to buy and sell stolen goods worth a total of more than $1 million. That's lot of money.
Yikers.
We're just not going to do it, Breezy, are we?
We're just not going to reward bad behavior. We simply won't do it.
Dominic Sprague, 41, pleaded guilty yesterday to conspiracy to transport stolen goods. And prosecutors said that the owner of New York Diamond Pawn Shop on Stone Road conspired with four others to buy and sell stolen goods between December of 2021 all the way up until October of 2024. So you have three or four people in this case who stole items from store shelves before, like places like Walmart and Target, before selling the items to the pawn shop for a fraction of their actual retail value. So the pawn shop then resold the stolen merchandise on eBay at a much higher price, resulting in what they're calling significant profits. In total, the New York Gold Diamond Pawn Shop purchased 37,936 stolen new in-box items on more than 670 occasions, for which they were paid almost $300,000 for.
Yeah.
Everyone involved was previously convicted and are awaiting sentencing.
Oh, my goodness.
Breezy.
Yes.
Last thing you took to the pawn shop. Go.
I have never stepped foot in a pawn shop in my entire life. never in my life. Also, I just want to say for anyone traveling to work right now, there is a big shutdown happening on the thruway right now. One person has been detained. So if you're taking the thruway, the 90, we're not from Buffalo, in the direction between Henrietta and Victor exit, you will not be able to move. It is shut down in both directions. So don't even try. I'm just going to save you the headache this morning. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know what's causing that delay, do we?
There's someone in custody, like I said.
Okay.
There's a barricade with a person and a car with a shotgun. That's all we know right now.
My God.
The details are coming out, but it's like literally breaking as we speak. So
yeah, they said state police are trying to seek an alternate route.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Breeze.
Yep.
Coming up on the show, speaking of pawn shops, we're asking when was the last time you really got ripped off?
Yeah.
I purchased something 2 weeks ago and it finally showed up yesterday. I was not happy, especially with the amount of money that I spent on this one item. I'll tell you what it is. We'll get to some of your stories on how you were ripped off coming up next on PXY Mornings. When was the last time you got really ripped off? How much time do we have this morning?
I know, literally.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, 585-252-9800. I know some of us have been ripped off more than once. And I just want to preference by saying there is a huge difference between getting ripped off and spending your money on something that you might want. Me spending $75 for a generator at a hardware store to use their bathroom was not me being ripped off.
No,
that
you
was me.
Yourself out.
That was just making an impulse purchase because I had to go number two.
Yeah.
So for those that
I'd rather go outside for free.
For those that don't know, I love Formula One. I'm a big F1 racing fan. If you don't know, it's the highest level of racing in the world, and I'm a Red Bull fan. And there's this collector's item that I've had my...
Is it NASCAR?
No.
Oh. What is it?
It's all the best racers in the entire world.
Racers of what, though?
Different countries. And they'll race...
What are they racing? Horses? Cars?
No, it's all cars.
But it's not NASCAR?
No, these cars go like 350 miles an hour. And so, me being a Red Bull fan, I found this replica car... that's a collector's item. I've had my eye on.
Oh, you love a collector's item.
I do. Kind of like the I have a lot of the Buffalo Bills helmets, the miniature versions that are autographed.
For sure.
I do have one autographed by Stephon Diggs that I've been trying to throw out. But anyways, this has got a glass case. It comes with the car. It sits pretty. And I'm like, all right, it's not a cheap purchase. I get that, but I'm going to do it because I'll always have it. And I purchased it 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, all right, this is very exciting. I was very excited because I got a notification yesterday that it was going to show up.
Did they get you? Was it an ad? Was it you went out seeking for this? Was it you just stumbled upon it? How did they get you to pull the trigger and send it to your home?
Well, like on Sunday mornings, I typically watch the races.
Mm-hmm.
And I started looking up Formula One Red Bull gear.
Okay.
Like I have, you've seen me wear the shirts.
Yeah,
the jacket.
The jackets.
I have.
Yeah.
And I was looking for a new one and I stumbled across this model of the actual car itself.
Okay.
All right. Let me send you a picture, Breezy.
Okay.
So I'll tell you, I got a notification that there was a delivery in the mailroom for me. And I go down there and I'm like, this thing shows up. I think it's a pretty good size. It's big, like a football. At least it's supposed to be 11 inches in length.
Okay.
So I go down there. I get it. I'm very excited. And I open it and it was the size of a Hot Wheel that fit in the palm of my hands.
No.
And I was pissed. I was pissed.
No.
I was like, this is not what I ordered. This is not. So this is basically, I put what I actually got on the counter, and I put it next to my Swiss Army knife.
Okay.
Just so you can get an idea of what the actual
sizes
that they sent me, okay? And so that's what I really originally got in the mail, and then I'll send you what I actually ordered. And it wasn't this. By the way, I paid $225.
You're lying. You paid $225 for this?
I thought it was going to be way bigger.
It's not even the size of my foot.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Oh, my God.
I was pissed.
You need a magnifying glass to even see what's on it.
See that? Do you see the one I just sent you?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted. It's supposed to come with the case. So now I wrote an email. I was pissed. I was like, you guys ripped me off.
Fairfield Collectibles, count your days.
Count your days, Fairfield Collectibles. This is not what I ordered. They took me.
I genuinely put me like in a high-pressure situation. What is this? Couldn't tell you. I would say, I don't know, a satellite? I don't know. I really don't know. Also, who is making these tiny little details? Like the Red Bull logos.
They're small.
Microscopic.
I know. It's like a Hot Wheel.
You paid $250 for this?
No. $225.
Well, what was shipping?
I didn't take that into account.
Yeah, $250. $250 all day.
I don't even know where it was coming from.
Oh,
I just know that I've been sitting on
tariffs and this and the other.
I've been sitting on pins and needles for 2 weeks waiting for this damn Red Bull car to show up. It shows up and, you know, it fits in my...
It fit in your mailbox.
It could fit in a pocket of my skinny jeans.
Oh, my gosh. So...
Guys, help me out here. Don't make me feel terrible. I know you've been ripped off, too. 585-252-9800.
This happens to me all the time.
TikTok shop.
Yeah. Well, I've actually gotten a lot of really great purchases from TikTok shop that you would be like, huh, okay. But... My girlfriend blames me because I don't read reviews because I can't read. So it's like, how am I to read? I think the biggest, you know, culprit of this was when we went to that Airbnb that was literally a trailer that smelled like dog.
Yeah.
I didn't read the reviews.
No.
But you always found
a way to get your money back.
I didn't get my money back for that.
Oh, that's
unfortunately.
Tough.
But like, that's the question we're asking this morning. First of all, have you been ripped off and how? But is it on you? Is it on us for not reading the reviews and diving deeper? Because I do think I can speak for myself, get trigger happy when I see something I like. And I'm like, no, instant gratification in the cart. It's on the way.
The first person to make fun of me about this was my father.
Tracks.
Olivia's here. This is what I wanted. Moose, I paid a handyman $200 to fix my leaky sink. He tightened one bolt and said, should be good now. Then he left. Sink started leaking worse an hour later. He stopped answering my text.
Tracks. Blocks the number.
Who else is here?
Of the number.
Ryan says, I got charged $11 for a hot dog at Lilac Festival. That's so tough. $11.
They will take you.
Yeah, they will.
Everything.
Those vendors.
It's the only option.
What are you going to do?
It's the only option.
Good morning, guys. I bought a secondhand fridge from Facebook Marketplace. It died after 2 days. I think I paid $400 for it.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
I paid like $30 for a fridge secondhand.
$30? A normal size fridge?
No, the one under the desk.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, that makes sense.
I think, you know, there's a lot of parents weighing in right now. A couple people that said Disney. Disney is the biggest ripoff
Big
you will
time.
Ever be a part of. $40 for a light-up sword? No, thank you.
My buddy took his whole family to Disney. And you know how they give you the wristbands?
Yeah.
Well, you scan everything on there, your food, whatever, your
That's
merchandise.
How they get you.
And he just put like $1,500 on this wristband. It's like day three, and he goes back, and it's declined. And they're like, he's like, I have a bunch of money on this. They're like, no, you don't, sir. He goes, how could I have possibly gone through that much in less than 3 days? He did. Between food and buying his daughter, like the stupid ears go on your head. I mean, it's crazy. They will get you at Disney.
It's like three items, honestly, genuinely.
That's it.
One meal and an accessory.
Hey, Moose and Breezy, I think I got everyone beat here. I bought a $4,000 smart couch. That promised to massage, heat, and recline. It makes a weird grinding noise, and then it randomly reclines when I sneeze.
Not the smart couch. We need less smart things. You know what I mean? Yeah, we need less smart things.
We sure do.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, thank you, guys. I feel better.
I feel for you. Are you going to return it? Can you return it?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I wrote an email. A very heated email.
They're like, I'm so sorry, the window closed. You're like, I just got it yesterday. They're like, it closed on Monday.
You promised me I could drive this thing.
98PXY. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. We got a message from a listener who wants to remain anonymous this morning, and that's fine. Sometimes we get a message where you feel bad for an individual because we may be able to see right through what's happening, but right. For them, they have blinders on. She thinks her husband has been cheating on her, but is looking for some honest advice on how to get him to stay because clearly she is doing something wrong. Oof. Here's the message that we came across, and it reads, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm a mom of three, and I really could use some advice. I'm almost certain my husband is cheating. He's always on his phone, comes home late, doesn't really talk to me anymore. But I just know deep down he still loves me. He just might be confused or stressed because having three kids is not easy. I don't want to believe he's cheating, but if he was, I couldn't leave anyways because of the kids. Plus, they need their dad, and I still believe we can fix this. I just want to know if anyone has advice on how I can be a better wife so he doesn't feel like he has to go elsewhere. What can I do to make our home more peaceful and loving again? I must be doing something wrong. I know if I try hard enough, I can get him to stay. And I'm sorry if this is coming off as a lot. I just want my family to stay together. What can I do to make that happen? Thank you for any help or advice from anyone listening." So after reading this, and I don't know what our listeners' take is on this. I'm sure some are screaming at the radio, but I don't think her husband is confused. I think he's just very comfortable.
Yeah. That was a really heartbreaking message to read and hear. Because you can just hear in her words how lost she truly is.
The desperation.
The desperation and her getting to that point from her through her husband as a vehicle of whatever, the cheating or whatever, and her being like, what can I change about myself to accommodate him or make him comfortable or make him stay? First of all, I don't care if you're this girl who's married with kids or if you just started dating someone for 3 months, you should never have to change yourself to make another person comfortable. Let me say that again. You should never have to change who you are as a person to make someone else comfortable. I know people are like, well, Breezy, like, you do have to compromise. You do have to compromise. That's not what I'm saying. That is a collective effort in a relationship. And your willing and ability to change is only a reflection of your partner's willing and ability to change. It's a collective effort. If you are sitting there saying, I am the sole reason that this is going to change, I am the sole reason he is unhappy, you are doing yourself and your children a disservice.
Well said. Exactly. If you guys have any advice on this one for this mom this morning, by all means, 585-252-9800. Heather is weighing in and says, OMG, tell this girl to wake up. Mm-hmm. He is cheating. You're not the problem. He is. Stop blaming yourself for his disrespect. You can't fix a marriage all by yourself.
No.
And that's 100%
true.
There's
two people in a marriage. Like, I don't know. I'm a very big proponent and very big advocate for this because I know people are like, well, Breezy, you've never been married and you don't know what it's like to be. I get it. But I've been through enough relationships in my life, some great, some horrible, that I've learned so much from those relationships and taken a lot of away from them. And I've been in this person's shoes. Well, if I just change this, if I just stop bitching about that, or if I just stop. No.
Sometimes.
Don't minimize yourself for someone else.
Sometimes you really need to listen to your intuition because it's there for a reason.
Right.
If something feels off, I'm telling you from personal experience time and time again, it's 100% off.
Yeah.
If you think he's cheating and he's doing all the things that you said he's doing in your letter to us, he's definitely probably doing it.
Right.
Good morning. This is actually, that was painful to listen to.
Yeah.
She's trying to be better for someone who's already checked out. Your kids deserve a mom who respects herself, not one chasing after a man who's cheating on her.
Right.
Paige says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm not trying to be mean, but if you've let yourself go or stop paying attention to him, what do you expect? One thing some couples fail to do is keep their spouse interested, because if you're not doing it, someone else will. She left it with, there, I said it.
Okay, we're not doing that segment right now, and you're ignorant, so there's that. The scariest part about this whole thing, not just this message specifically, but any other woman or man, or man going through this, is you can't help someone until they want to help themselves. You can't, as badly as you want to shake your friend or shake your mom or shake your cousin, it's not up to you.
No,
and
it's not.
Something will click with them one day, and it will be the straw that broke the camel's back. But until that happens, there's really nothing you can do to aid or speed up the process, because it's on that.
And like she said in the message, I don't want to believe he is cheating, but a lot of the signs are telling her that. I mean, you got three kids at home, and it seems, and I know you're putting it on him, like he must be stressed out because he has three kids. And yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's not an easy task. But at the same time, you got to ask yourself, is this the life you want for yourself?
Yeah.
And by the way, that last text we just got from Paige about letting yourself go, Nancy is here and she has a reply, and she just wrote in all caps, excuse me?
Yeah.
Are we still doing this in 2025?
Yep, we sure are.
Blaming women for their husbands' decisions to cheat. Newsflash, cheating is a choice. A selfish, cowardly choice. Mm-hmm. If something's missing at home, you communicate like an adult. You don't betray your family. This woman is breaking herself trying to hold it together, and you're telling her it's her fault. Absolutely not. Yeah. Hold the cheater accountable.
Yeah. This person says, as a dad of one working full-time job, also starting a business on the side, I'm not home a lot and always on my phone trying to grow a future for my family. Because I'm not home and constantly on my phone doesn't mean I'm cheating. It means we are focused on the task at hand of making a better life. I don't disagree with that. I don't, and this has actually been a issue in my own relationship about the phone thing. I get that it takes hustle and grit and you have to do this and you have to respond and blah, blah, blah. But if you're doing all of that for the greater good of your family and you look up from your phone one day and you no longer have a family, what's it all for? What's the point? You know what I mean? Like, I totally get where this person's coming from because this person is me, but that's a different task at hand. This person says, first, you need to value yourself. What do you bring to the relationship? Second, you need to see that this is in him, not you. Third, what example are you setting to your kids? If you have a daughter, would you be okay with her doing this for herself? Fourth, if you really want to stay with him and have that trust issue, have a vulnerable, open conversation and really communicate. This needs to have both people on board.
It does. You don't want to make the wrong decision either, because even though you think in your heart he might be cheating, you don't 100% know for sure. Yes, he comes home late. He doesn't really talk to you as much anymore. He's on his phone a lot, but you need to find out for sure what's really going on. Right. And if you're not speaking, that's a problem.
Correct.
You really have to have that vulnerable conversation, like Breezy said. And then I'll go over to this person that said, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Please tell the woman trying to save her marriage that it's not worth it. I was in her shoes for years and just wanted to tell her, I know you love him, but love shouldn't mean losing yourself. Being a good mom doesn't mean staying in a toxic situation. It means showing your kids what self-worth looks like.
Yeah.
So you don't have to prove anything to him. Get out if you have to, but best of luck.
It's a heavy message, and I think that a lot of people can relate to it one way or another, maybe more, maybe less, maybe in the past, maybe in the future. But at the end of the day, the only person that you really have is yourself. And I know that's such like a cynical thing to say, but it's true, and the only person that you actually can control is yourself. So look at yourself in the mirror, have a conversation, and say, is this really the life that I want for myself? Being on somebody else's calendar, time, schedule, needs? Listen, you matter too. So there's that.
That you do. Thanks for the messages this morning on this one, guys, and to the mom that wrote that in. Best of luck. We do appreciate that message. It was a heavy one this morning. We'll take a quick break here. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
All right, you guys. This is very rare that this happens, but we're going to break news right here on PXY Mornings. It's literally happening and unfolding as we speak. But one person has been detained after an overnight incident that has shut down New York State Thruway in both directions between Henrietta and Victor exit. So if you're commuting, or maybe you're stuck in it right now, I'm sorry if we got you maybe too late, but the details are coming out as we speak. New York police said that the shutdown started near a mile near Macedon Center Road, involving a person barricaded themselves inside of a car with a shotgun. The police say that there's no immediate threat to the public or danger at all, but the thruway will be reopening shortly here. I mean, we'll find out more about this as the day goes on of exactly what happened. But it seems like, from what I'm reading, It was an incident that started around 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And traveled into the morning.
Into this morning. So we'll definitely keep you guys updated with the traffic reports here on PXY Mornings. So listen in for those as well. Mm-hmm. Coming up on the show, imagine working a 10-hour shift with no breaks or food. And when you finally ask to eat, they tell you no. So what do you do? We'll talk to Adam coming up next, who is going to tell us how he handled this exact situation. And I got to tell you, it's shocking. That's coming up next on PXY. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with this story, but I saw it for the first time and I thought it was interesting because I have friends who are photographers. A while back, a photographer out of state was hired to photograph a wedding and ended up leaving in the middle of it because he was denied food at the wedding. And then on top of that, he deleted all the photos.
No, that's so tough.
Who's in the wrong here? So yesterday, I started reaching out to local wedding photographers here in the 585, asking if they've ever been in a similar situation. And one guy by the name of Adam got back to me and said, yep. Hi, Adam. Sure, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, man. So being in the industry, who would you say is in the wrong here? The photographer for acting unprofessional or the married couple?
Yeah, okay. So I actually think this is so funny because I read that story a while back about that photographer who walked out on the wedding. Mm-hmm. And I actually did the exact same thing a couple weekends ago.
Oh, my God. Adam.
Yep. Nope. But so her mom is now saying that they are going to take legal action.
Okay.
But she's... But it doesn't...
Whose mom? Talk.
I'm not worried about that.
Whose mom are you referring to?
The mother of the bride. Mother
Got
of the bride.
It.
Sure.
Yep.
She's going to take legal action against you.
That's so tough.
Tell us what happened.
I will definitely go into it, but I've been doing this for 6 years. I've been around the block, man. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I started doing weddings maybe for two years out of the six. And now I do that. I do weddings full time. The number of weddings I do a year, I mean, you wouldn't believe it. It's an industry on its own. You know what I mean? There's photography and then there's wedding photography.
Yeah.
Got it.
But I never in all the weddings that I have photographed have I ever come across a bride and groom who told me I was not allowed to eat at the wedding.
God, so this happened to you too.
Yep. And that's what, I mean, that, yes. They claimed that I could have a coffee and a piece of cake if there was some left, but they would not give me any food. And I was there all morning, all afternoon. It was supposed to be there all night. You know, it was wedding and reception. This was a 16-hour day for me.
Yeah. At least, yeah. That's a long day.
So I got to the home around 8 a.m.
Okay.
To take the pictures for the bride getting ready. During the wedding reception, they all sit down to eat, and I actually help myself to a plate of food, and the mother comes across and says, that's actually not for you. Takes it away from me.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand the big deal of offering the photographer or the DJ a drink and some food. I don't know. I don't get it.
I mean, if you're that worried about money, you're in this wedding business for the wrong reason. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, did you help yourself or did you ask?
So
let this play out.
If there's one thing I've learned in this wedding business, it's that don't mess with the mother of the bride. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Absolutely not.
I was like, okay, I'm going to leave that alone. So I discreetly asked the bride and groom later in the night if they would take issue with me just like quickly going having a little bit of food.
Yeah.
And the bride looks at me like I have three heads and goes, yeah, I would have an issue with that.
Oh, give me a break.
Oh my God. Wait, that's crazy. Yeah. Okay, so I mentioned this briefly earlier. I don't know if you heard it or not, but I've bartended weddings for I don't know, 5-7 years, doesn't matter. I don't do it anymore. But what I always took issue with was when the photographer or the band or the videographer was first in line to get food. And I'm like,
drink? Oh, okay. Yep,
okay, please. Like, listen, you're literally not our first priority. If anything, you are our last priority. Well, I want to eat first and then like get it over with quickly and then go back to shooting. But like, you're not shooting Grandma Sally with a chicken parm down her throat. You're just not shooting that. So relax.
Totally. I think my counterpoint to that is like, usually you would want to have us eating quickly first, because while you guys are eating, like that's when you're exactly right. I'm not taking pictures of Grandma eating a chicken parm.
Yeah.
Right. So I want to be ready to go when you guys do hit the dance floor right after dinner.
Well, yeah. So Adam, bride and groom tells you, no, you're not allowed to eat. And yes, we would take issue if you were to help yourself, which you did, because the mother came over and took the plate of food. And then your next steps were what? What did you do?
So her bit doesn't end there. She goes, it's $80 a plate. So if you want to pay for that, sure.
Oh,
but we're not paying you to take we're paying you to take pictures. We're not paying you to eat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And like, that was, like, clearly her mother had spoken to her and was like, this guy's not cool. You know, keep him off the food. And I could tell that there was, you know how, like, sometimes you're like, this is actually not a conversation. I'm either about to, like, have a blowout with the bride or I'm about to walk away. And I'm not going to have a blowout with the bride on her wedding day. I'm just not going to do that. But what I will do is I will leave. I deleted the pictures off my camera, and I left.
From everything you took that morning and so on?
Yeah.
You deleted all the photos?
He threw the SD card into the lake.
Did you feel any remorse or guilt after you did that?
I mean, I feel sorry for everyone else at the wedding that they have to deal with that. You know what I mean? I don't feel bad for doing what I did. I feel bad that, like, it's just so crazy to me that on your day, this day that's supposed to be the culmination of your, I mean, a testament at least to your relationship,
right,
that people are so focused on an $80 plate of food.
Right.
Also, I don't want to, like, go into how, but, like, you're paying me a couple of $1,000 to be there.
Right.
And you're going to stress about me having a little plate of, that's, I don't know.
Right.
That's crazy.
I think you leaving is a little extreme. I think everyone leaving is a little extreme. I mean, have it out with them afterwards or whatever the case may be. Or you hold the power at that point, because by the time the wedding's over with, you can get those, you can make sure that those wedding pictures are not a priority. I'll get them back to you when I have time.
I hadn't eaten in 14 hours.
Yeah.
So no, based on that feeling, that fight or flight, no, I'm not in the wrong. I don't feel guilty at all for doing that. She deserved it. Both her and her mother, they can have a great life.
Oh my God.
I was just getting ready to ask you, hey, do you feel any remorse? But you just answered my question. So no, you clearly do not.
You know, I do feel sorry, yes, for the husband. I feel really sorry for him. He seemed like a nice guy.
Oh my God, Adam, you're a savage.
Adam's Photography, if you want to reach out to me. I'm available for anybody who actually wants to work together.
Right,
of course. Yes,
of course.
Yes. A lot of business coming
in. A collaborative effort.
585-252-9800. Who do you guys think was in the wrong here? Our boy, Adam, or the bride and the groom? We'll take your texts and your phone calls. Adam, thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Have a good one, you guys.
All right, have a great day, man. Good luck.
Okay. That's so tough.
So if anyone's looking for a photographer, Adam is available for hire.
You bleeped out his business?
I'm not playing. I can't. I can't.
Not in good faith. We can't recommend this in good faith.
I can't do it. Karen says it's unbelievable how some people feel that just because they're paying someone for a service, they own that person's soul. Have the decency to offer them a drink or some food. I don't think Adam was in the wrong.
And most of the time, like, most of the time, I can't say for all the times, but most of the time these people aren't going to take it. I mean, like, this is a very, like, dire circumstance, obviously, because they're there all day. But when it comes to, like, me doing, like, braids or something, I'm not going to, like, eat the food at the birthday party. Like, it's just not for me.
You know what
I mean? Like,
we're talking about somebody who's got, like, a 14, 16-hour day ahead of them.
Right.
It's a long day. I mean, by the way, when do photographers at a wedding, when do they jet out? Are they there? They're not there for the whole entire night, right?
Like,
I mean, how many pictures do you need?
You know, Well, I mean, actually, probably maybe like an hour or two before the ending, because they have to get photos on the dance floor. I mean, the videographer for certain. But yeah, I don't know. It's a tricky situation, and everybody does it differently. It's not like there's one size fits all.
I was pissed because one of my first jobs for hire in Los Angeles was to take a camera and go to the hills of Malibu and stay there for 8 hours to shoot a bar mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working at this production company, and my guy was like, dude, this family has a ton of money. They're going to pay you well.
Yeah.
They're going to even feed you when you're there. And I had one of those video cameras where you got to put the cassette tape in it. It wasn't even digital.
Sure.
So I go there and I'm there for 8 hours. You know, I'm eating. I'm like, man, they must have spent 50 G's on this bar mitzvah. I'm going to make out good.
Damn.
The dude handed me $150 and said, thank you for everything. I go, you cheap bastard.
Wow.
I was so pissed. $150?
What are you going to do? I mean, yeah, that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. You can never assume, right? You can never assume. And I learned my lesson time and time again bartending. I had this idea in my head or this number in my head that the mom or the dad was going to come up at the end of the night and hand us each $200.
Never the case.
Never the case. It was never like $50 bucks each. I was like, how am I going to eat tonight?
Let me get to some quick calls. PXY, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Kelsey.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Adam's side.
Really?
Tell us why. Why, Kelsey?
So I actually bartend at weddings, and I've seen this so many times.
Really?
Yes, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, what skin off their back.
Kelsey, I've also bartended weddings for a number of years. Isn't it very annoying when they're, like, first in line or, like, they're going behind the kitchen and they're like, can I get my plate?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, no, I completely agree with that. Like, and don't get me wrong. Like, we've had plenty of weddings where we've been told, like, hey, there's not going to be enough food for you guys. And I mean, I don't know. That's just kind of how it is at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I can see where, like, a lot of my photographer for my wedding had it in our contract that, like, they get a meal.
100%.
So you got to put it in the contract. Yeah. Let me know if you agree with this text. I'm guessing you probably don't because you're on Adam's side. But Sarah just texted in and said, as someone who just recently got married, I don't understand why some photographers act like they're an actual guest at the wedding. You are being paid a service, simple as that. Mm-hmm. The same way the DJ or band is being paid a service. We don't owe you anything aside from the terms we agreed upon.
Yeah, no, I can see that side too. I guess, you know what? I'm a gray area.
Okay. Yeah, okay, got
wow,
it.
Wow, we swayed you.
Yeah, we really...
Yeah, a little bit.
You're waffling.
I can definitely see both sides because I mean, working 18 plus hours or 14, whatever he said, that can be... But like, also, we've had breastfeeding mom photographers, you know what I mean? Where they get time to go do what they have to do too.
Sure.
And it's all about communication with your bride and groom at the end of the day.
Right. I get it. If you're missing like a crucial moment, like, yeah, that's probably on you.
Thanks for the call, Kelsey. Really appreciate it. It's just, to me, I look at it as it doesn't take much to be a decent human being and say, hi, I know you got a 16-hour day. Help yourself to a plate of food. Here's a drink. We really appreciate you capturing our special day. What is the big deal? But that's me.
Aren't like that. Some people are just simply not like that.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots
and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98 BXY.
People are pissed. 585-252-9800. Let's get the elephant out of the room this morning, you guys. What's weighing on you? Let's clear the air. I'll start. I'm just going to make this really simple this morning. If your email signature has a quote, I don't trust you. There, I said it.
I'm dead.
The worst. A casting director emailed me yesterday asking for someone's contact information. And then they signed off by saying, make each day your masterpiece. Shut up.
Right. Yes, of course.
I don't know why I was so bothered by that, but I was triggered. That's so much so that I deleted their email and didn't respond.
Literally, like, Sam. Oh my gosh. Mimi is here.
What's up, Mimi?
Is not having it. She's not having any of it. She said, the Fairport Canal Day Festival is the worst festival in Rochester, hands down. Crappy crafts, basic food, nowhere to sit, no shade, and bad music. There I said it with my entire chest. Mimi is not, she won't be attending. She will not be there.
See, that was
And Mimi, just to add one more little anecdote on top of that, the bridge is closed. So
when is it?
The music festival?
Oh, August.
No, I actually think it's like soon.
Oh, it is.
Or maybe that's Canal Days. I don't know. There's so many festivals and
no, the Fairport Music Fest is August. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, it's the last weekend.
Well, whatever she's talking about, I want to go now. This person said, if you're dating and the parents don't like you, leave the relationship ASAP. There, I said it. I promise you, it's not worth the headache. I mean, I agree, disagree. Sometimes it takes parents a chance to, it takes them a little while to warm up.
Sure.
Like my ex, it took them, I don't know, it was a couple of years. Let's go over to Julia.
Just before it ended.
Yes.
Just in time for it to plummet.
It's just enough time for the relationship to die. Julia says, not a single baby is cute until like month four. There, I said it. Someone asking if they're adorable. No, they're not. Right when they're born, they look like a raisin with eyes.
Ew. So. Jessica's here. She says, goat yoga is animal abuse. There, I said it. No, I'm not some PETA crazy chick, but I'm telling you right now, you going and doing the downward dog next to a goat and accidentally kicking them in the face is not safe for them. There, I said it.
Where do these goats come from? Like, who supplies them?
I don't know.
We should, is it Lollipop Farm or some farmer? Where do the goats come from to do yoga?
I think it's a farmer.
Scott, yeah. Well, I want his or her name.
I don't want to talk about goats anymore because the one time we talked about goats in RG&E, we ruffled some feathers.
Yeah,
so.
We sure did. Did I ever tell you about the time I milked a goat?
No, you missed that one. How was that experience for you?
I thought it was very therapeutic. Kind of like, it's kind of like how you would feel after the yoga without the yoga. Let's go over to Travis. What's up, guys? Weddings should be 1 hour total, including the reception. There, I said it. If you have been there longer than a Marvel movie, then you should get to leave. No questions asked.
Sure.
It's the Catholic weddings, you know what I mean, that are 2 hours. It's a lot.
Oh, you mean the actual wedding ceremony?
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
The ceremonies are a lot.
Yeah.
Gina says, no one needs 5 skincare steps. You're just bored and avoiding your real problems.
I would actually argue that you're clogging your pores more with all the steps and the creams and the gels. You're going to break out more.
You come off as an individual that does the 5 steps.
I have never done skincare in my entire life.
Come on.
I don't even wash my face.
I do more skincare than you do?
Yeah, I don't even wash my face. I mean, in the shower, I guess, but no. Well,
you shower twice a week.
I know. And my skin has literally never looked better.
I would hate to remove your pillowcase and find what's underneath.
No, yeah, that's a tough scene.
Hold on a second.
What?
Patrice, if you're listening, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to take a picture of Breezy's pillow and send it to me, Patrice.
No, it's
that's
so
your homework.
Bad. It's so bad. This person did not tag their name, but they said the Foo Fighters are the Ellen Show of rock bands. There, I said it.
I love the Foo Fighters.
Okay,
I got another confession to make.
Okay, how many confessions can you truly make? Mine for today is this: bonfires are not worth the hassle or the admin. There, I said it. I don't want to smell for 4 days because my hair's covered in smoke. I don't want to get eaten alive by mosquitoes. And I don't want to have to keep relighting. Not that I'm relighting it, but I don't want it to go out and have to relight it. And it feels like it's always a frustrating task to start a fire. Not that I've ever done it, but I'm anti-bonfires. There, I said it.
I used to own a bonfire, like a fire pit.
Yeah.
I tried making a bonfire because I was trying to impress a girl. And it was embarrassing.
I can only imagine, truly.
I mean, 45 minutes later, she's like,
Uber's actually here. I actually ordered that an hour ago.
I think I'm going to go. I was like, no, I get it.
I got it.
Look who's here. The most toxic man in the 585. Big Ed. What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. Driving to work and thought of one this morning. Nobody actually likes the taste of kombucha. It's just carbonated regret that's been brewed in an old shoe. Have a great day, you guys.
Disgusting. It does taste like dirty feet, I will say that.
It's one of my favorite drinks.
Ew. Ew. Why?
I'm telling you, if anyone listening is over 30, find a great probiotic. You will thank me. And I'll finish off with Maddie here that says, morning, this message is directed towards Moose. Most people who say they love reading just collect books and never finish them. You don't love reading. You love pretending you're better than people who watch Netflix. What's with all the...
You love posting the book on your Instagram story. That's what it really is. You and your hot dog legs.
I have a ton of books. And you're not wrong. No, I haven't read all of them. But they look really nice on the shelf in my apartment.
No, literally.
That's the aesthetics.
Tell me why I went and bought 5 books from Facebook Marketplace with no intention of reading them. Like, what is wrong with me? It's the aesthetics. Like, what?
Patrice just texted me back. Moose, the pillow, the sheets have been stained for weeks. She said she changed them. She has yet to change them. Wow, what a shocker. I love this girl. I really do. She's grown on me.
I absolutely hate it here.
To PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play 98 PXY.
Well, the sun is making an appearance. I think we're done with the rain for today.
I hope so.
I'm pretty sure. 69 for the high today. It's looking nice out there. Breezy, what do we not do on this show?
We're not going to reward bad behavior. No, thank you.
A Greece pawn shop owner has reached a guilty plea after prosecutors said he orchestrated a scheme to buy and sell stolen goods worth a total of $1 million. What's going on in Greece?
Oh, my God.
Stomping grounds. Dominic Sprague, 41, pleaded guilty yesterday to conspiracy to transport stolen goods. Prosecutors said Sprague, the owner of New York Diamond Pawn Shop, this is on Stone Road, conspired with 4 others to buy and sell stolen goods. And this was between December of 2021 and October of 2024 last year. He had a couple of people who were all in this together, stole items from store shelves before selling the items to the pawn shop for a fraction of their actual retail value. This was nothing but profit on their end. Mm-hmm. So the pawn shop resold those stolen merchandise items. They put it on eBay at a much higher price, resulting in significant profits. In total, the New York Gold Diamond Pawn Shop purchased 37,936 stolen new items within boxes on more than 670 occasions. for which they were paid almost $300,000.
Sure.
Everyone involved was previously convicted and are awaiting sentencing. Has this happened at other pawn shops? Don't know.
Yes.
Can't assume. It's a possibility. But this went on for way longer than I
thought. Pawn shops give me like the ick. They give me like the heebie-jeebies. You know, like some sketchy stuff's going on in there.
Last time you took something to the pawn shop, go.
Never. I've never even stepped in a pawn shop. I won't. I refuse. Not doing it. No, thank you. Just so everybody knows, the Thruway is back open. It was closed the earlier hours of the morning due to an ongoing investigation. But if you're driving to work, still, it's open for you. So you won't be in standstill traffic, which is great.
There you go. Thruway is now officially open because for a lot of people, it was a huge headache this morning trying to work. Coming up, she planned her own proposal.
Ooh.
Everything from the location to the clothes she was wearing to the words that came out of her boyfriend's mouth. Our listener,
the script is crazy.
Our listener Raquel is joining us next to share her story and tell you why every woman needs to start following this blueprint, if you will. We got a lot of questions, but we'll get Raquel on the phone with us coming up next. 98 PX. Speaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 70 for the high today. When I first heard this, I thought to myself, well, that's controlling. But our listener Raquel is here to share with us why women need to start planning their own proposal. Hi, Raquel. Are you with us?
Hi. Yeah, this is Raquel.
Good morning, Raquel.
Good morning.
Well, we wanted you to break down the whole situation for us. You are one of these people who planned every single detail of your proposal, correct?
That's correct.
Tell us how that went.
Yeah. So I gave my boyfriend the opportunity. You know, we had kind of been talking about it a little, knew it was coming. And I gave him the opportunity to do it. It was about a year ago. And it was a total disaster.
How so?
So he breaks this out at a family function in the backyard. There was loud music playing. It was really hot. There were already, you know, like some people were drunk. And, you know, little kids running around everywhere. It was really embarrassing.
Okay. And he got down on one knee and proposed in this this environment, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like literally no planning.
So tough.
Nothing. No, there was nothing. Yeah.
But wasn't a part of you just, I mean, how long have you guys been together for?
It's been a few years, like 3.5 years.
Okay. So at this point, weren't you just excited that he was finally getting down on a knee?
Not really.
It's a very bare minimum mentality, I feel. Were you just excited that he was there, thinking of you? No.
What do you want, though? What did you want? Because he was obviously trying to do. Do you want an audience, or no?
No. I mean, it's kind of gross, actually. I mean, the whole audience thing. It's like that's for him.
Mm.
It's like the proposal's for me.
Okay.
Right? It's like about our relationship. It's not about like how he comes off looking, which honestly was like half-assed. So he didn't even make him look good anyway.
You think he was like trying to show off, but like it was an epic fail?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you been asking him to propose? Like, have you been on him about it?
Yes, I have. I mean, obviously, like, let's seal the deal, but, you know, it's got to be.
Not like
it's
that.
Yeah. Wrong way.
Yeah. You know, it was like an automatic no. It was an automatic no. And so.
You said no?
I did. Yeah.
In front of everybody?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, get up. You're embarrassing me. Get up.
How did he take it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously he was embarrassed, and then, you know, he was a little pissed. And I was like, babe, this isn't it. This isn't it. It's not like a never know, but like, not like this, dude.
Not like this.
So you basically get up. This is embarrassing. You need to try harder. This is a really crappy proposal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh. So that's when you decided to plan your own proposal.
Yes.
So go into that. What does that even look like? I'm so curious.
Well, I mean, I basically gave him like the cliff notes. Like it was like, I wrote exactly what I wanted. And I just sent it to him. I told him what I wanted him to wear and where I wanted it to be. I told him exactly what type of ring I wanted.
But he already got the ring.
Oh, yes.
he did get a ring.
Was it a ring pop?
That's not the... Please tell me, though, you didn't make him take the ring back and buy another one.
Yes, I did.
Come on, Raquel.
I did. He had not asked me anything. He didn't ask me, like, what kind of cut. He didn't ask me what kind of band.
Yeah, that's also kind of on him, if I'm being honest.
It's not my style at all. It's not like he gave me, like, a family heirloom or
something like that.
Like, he just picked something out that was not me at all.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
So you said no to everything. The proposal, the ring, what he was wearing that day.
You're like, we're actually so good here.
He was wearing cargo shorts and a polo.
Well, it was 90 degrees outside.
Well, then don't do it outside where it's 90 degrees and you have to wear cargo shorts and a polo.
Basically, look like a Southwest flight attendant.
I'm sorry. I don't want to get proposed anywhere where there's a Zweigel's pop-up in the vicinity. I'm so good.
So yeah, I gave him a step-by-step instructions of exactly what I wanted and how I wanted it to be. The whole mood, like where we were going to, like all of it. And, you know, honestly, like, He nailed that. Mm-hmm. He nailed it. And it sounds crazy, but I honestly believe that women should do this because these guys don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. You cannot depend on them to do it right because they don't pay attention. And I don't know. And he was fine. Like once he had his marching orders, once he knew what to do,
right.
He was like, all right, babe, I got it. And he did it. And of course I said yes. And
but where did he propose to you?
So there's this gazebo out at Canandaigua Lake.
Yeah, we know it.
Yeah,
we know
it well. That's where you wanted. Okay.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
It's green. It's quiet. It's picturesque.
Yeah.
It was romantic.
A lot of people get proposed to there. Yes.
I hear that's the hot spot. That's where you wanted him to do it, and that's where you got proposed to.
Mm-hmm. And he looked great.
What did you make him wear?
He wore a suit. It's a nice suit. Nice tailored suit. We went together and we got it all set up for him. Of course, I had to take him.
Yeah.
But it looks good on him. It looks like effort.
You make him get impressed before he did.
Literally feel like it's so funny. You're like, he absolutely nailed it. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty hard to not nail instructions step by step, turn by turn.
You'd be surprised. All right. Well,
you would be surprised. You know, some people can't even read a recipe.
So now you got what you wanted.
Yeah.
You planned your own proposal, but you felt like you were forced to do it. How many people would plan their own proposal? 585-252-9800. Raquel did.
I think there's a difference between planning a proposal and planning a redo proposal. Like, this is crazy, Raquel.
By the way.
You should, honestly, Raquel, no, shame on you. You should have been on top of this and in front of it before. So that's it's kind of on you.
I just feel bad that he was embarrassed in front of all those people, like family and friends. Like, that wasn't a conversation that was had afterwards, like him being pissed off. He was embarrassed.
Screw him. That's great. Oh. That's his fault. He should have listened the first time. If you're going to do a half-assed proposal and not put in any effort, you should be embarrassed.
Oh, that's tea.
Oh, man, this guy's really in for the long haul, huh? He's in it for the long haul. Good luck, dude. Raquel, thanks for the story.
Yeah.
We appreciate you coming on the show. Oh, by the way, when's the big day?
April.
Next April?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I love that for you. Good luck.
All right, congratulations. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
Bye. All right. It sounds like it's going to be a beautiful wedding.
Gorgeous.
Absolutely.
The step-by-step plan is crazy.
I can't lie. There's some hateful texts coming in right now. And
yeah.
I want to get to all of them. But Amy, I'm reading this while I was talking to Raquel. And she goes, it's giving he's just not that into you. If he wanted to propose, he would have, point blank. And then Alyssa says, if you have to plan your own proposal, that man does not want to marry you.
To be fair, he did propose. Just wasn't good enough. Very much so.
That's
propose.
Wild. He did propose. He did propose.
He did propose.
But
on his own.
She wanted.
Said, we're gonna do it over. We're gonna run it back. Thank you so incredibly much.
We're gonna run it back. Jenna says, "Good for her. It's 2025, not 1950. Women proposing or planning the proposal. It's not weird. It's proactive.
Mm-hmm.
Would you plan it for Patrice?
Would I plan it?
Would you plan her? You would.
I would help. I am." I'm helping.
Helping with what, though? Where to do it? What to wear?
I have things I want. I mean, it's not bad to have things that you want.
What do you want during a proposal?
That's for me to know and for you to find out the day I get proposed.
What, do I have to be there?
I would assume.
What?
What?
You need an audience?
No, of course you do.
No.
It's not an audience. It's an after the fact.
Yeah, after you get proposed, everyone shows up to pat you on the back. That's wonderful.
Or just drink a cocktail, whatever the case may be. Let's get to some text, shall we? She had to tell him how to propose, probably doesn't want to marry him. Sounds like he can't get his bleep together. Run, girl, run.
No, we're turning it around. Mm-hmm. Okay, right, of course.
This guy is a walking red flag. Girl, see yourself out.
How is he only... Why? Because he did it in the backyard, so what? At least he proposed.
No,
come on, give the guy some...
Again, I say this once a day. The bar is literally in the ground. The bar has never been lower.
You can't please a woman. That's what this comes down to. You can't please him.
No, I think that if you want to spend the rest of your life with this woman and you're marrying this woman, you should know what she wants.
I'm not saying it was the greatest proposal.
She doesn't want it with a rack of ribs in the background. Sorry.
It doesn't sound like she had a discussion with him prior to what she wanted. She was assuming that he already knew, which he didn't. And listen, I'm not saying it was a great proposal. It sucked. He did it. He was in cargo shorts and a polo. She doesn't like that type of look. Fine. I would never propose that way. My proposal would be outstanding. But I'm a man of detail. Not all guys have it. Doesn't mean he doesn't love her. Doesn't mean you run from him.
But that is a tall tale sign of like how your future's going to be. Is that how it's going to be for your birthday is in... Christmas and anniversary gifts, they're not going to ask you. They're not going to care to know. They're just going to go rogue and do whatever they want. Not into it.
No, he just needs a little practice. That's
not
all.
Not for me.
Mike says, maybe she planned it because she didn't trust him to make it special. And that, I'm not going to finish that. I'd rather stay single forever than have to write out a blueprint to a guy explaining a step-by-step on how to propose. This woman is ridiculous.
This is very split. Very split in half. I don't know. I'm team her. Get what you want. Get your bag.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day.
We're right there all along.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show, Breezy. Get right into it. What are you doing in the shower?
No, literally. Am I the weirdo or is everyone else doing this too? I feel like in the shower is like my safe space. I feel like most people think that. It's your thought chamber. It's your place to get clean, clear your mind, relax.
That's why some people are in there for an hour as opposed to 5 to 10 minutes.
Right. But last night I was on the phone with my mom. And I think I am very innovative. I think that I am a creative. And I think that I... just waste no time. You know what I mean? I'm a multitasker.
Right.
So I'm on the phone with my mom and I'm like, I have to shower. I have this window to shower. So I bring the phone in the shower with me and she's on speaker. She's hanging from my shower caddy.
So you're taking a shower while the phone's in there and you're talking to your mom?
Yes, fully. Fully. And this isn't the first time that I've done this. Also, you could do this with like an Octobuddy. You could just like suction cup it to the shower. It's not going to get wet. It's just...
But that's more for playing music.
What do you mean?
The Octobuddy.
The Octobuddy's for everything. Like you can put it on a mirror. You can put it on the wall. You can put it in the shower. You can put it anywhere. And I'm on the phone with my mom and she's like, what's happening? And I'm like,
I'm shaving.
I'm in the shower. She goes, are you in the shower? Right. I'm like, I'm in the shower. She's like, oh my God.
What?
Brianna.
This is how people react when you tell them that you're on the toilet while you're talking to them. Some people don't like that.
The thing about it is like when I'm on the phone with you, that's my business. Like what I'm doing on the side of my line is my business. It's not like we're on FaceTime. It's not like you can see anything.
What do most people have a problem with more? Someone talking to them on the other line in the shower or going to the bathroom?
I think just
or both.
Being in the bathroom, you know, right? I'm like, I'm peeing while I'm in the shower while I'm on the phone with my mom.
You shower twice a week.
Literally,
and the one time you take that shower.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I shower twice a week, so it's a longer shower, so I need to multitask. And
how long did the conversation in the shower last for?
A minute. Yeah, maybe like 10 minutes. Yeah.
How long do you take a shower for?
Well, I'm just saying if I only shower twice a week. They're right. longer showers. You got to get everything all set and ready to go.
Yeah, yeah, sure do.
But I was wondering to myself, like, is this a weird thing to do? What else do people do in the shower that people would maybe raise an eyebrow to? I know people that bring beers into the shower with them, shower beers.
I do this at the hotel all the time. If I'm staying at a pretty nice hotel like the Curtis in Buffalo, I'm always drinking champagne in the shower.
Oh, my God.
But that shower, if you've never... Oh, my God.
How are you drinking champagne in the shower? I know a beer because there's only like one little hole.
I like the nice champagne, baby. Give me a nice champagne.
It's all watered down. There's suds in it.
There's steam coming out. I like all of it. That's my jam. I'll drink champagne in the shower. But when I'm in the shower at home, that's my time. I'm not talking to anybody.
Really?
If a call is coming in and I hear it, I'm not getting out to run to the phone.
Multitasking.
I don't bring the phone into the bathroom with me.
What?
Unless I'm going potty.
Right.
Then I got to play my game.
Don't lie.
Then I got to play my game.
You're on there for quite some time.
But taking a shower, I wouldn't do this.
Yeah, you know, I've done this for years, and I think when it comes down to it, I feel like I am a different person in the shower. I'm smarter. I'm funnier. I'm cleaner.
You're funnier? How?
Yeah, like I just feel like I become a new – I'm reborn every time I go into the shower.
Who are you funny to, though? I'm
cracking jokes. I'm doing a whole stand-up routine.
On the phone?
To myself, on the phone.
All right, listen, I want to test this theory out. The next time you take a shower, you call me from the shower, and then I want you to tell me some jokes. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Let's not make it gross.
The stand-up shower routine.
What a podcast.
That would be a great podcast.
We should do that. Routine. We take a shower, we crack some jokes.
Not together. Absolutely not. No, I'm calling HR. Thank you.
But does your girlfriend do the same thing?
What? Talk in the shower?
Yeah.
No. I'm in the minority, I think, because nobody's backing me up. Thanks, guys, for making me feel
there's not one
absolutely
person.
Alone.
There's not one person.
See, I bleed for this city. I'm here for you guys whenever you're like, oh, my God, I thought I was alone. But when I say something, no, of course not. Nobody comes to my rescue.
Oh, why? Because you
classic.
Find...
Classic.
Do you find this weird? You feel like people need to also say, hey, Breezy, yeah, I do this too.
I wanted like at least one person to just...
There's not a single
validate
person.
Validate me.
Nobody does this.
Oh,
Breeze.
God.
Have you ever eaten in the shower?
I don't care to answer that. You know what I mean?
That one time where I was drinking the champagne, I was washing down a chicken leg with it while I was in the shower.
No. Yeah, I don't. What would you even eat in the shower?
Well, it was a chicken leg, but I would pretty much, if the shower is big enough where the food's not getting wet, I would eat anything in the shower.
It wouldn't matter if you spilled on yourself. Just wash it right off.
You just wash it right down the drain.
You with a massive cheeseburger.
Some of you, though, should not be eating or drinking or doing anything in your shower because the soap scum buildup, you guys got issues. You need to clean that. That is disgusting.
No, fully.
The soap scum? No.
Absolutely not. Oh, my God.
You can hire me. I'll come over and clean it for a hefty price.
I honestly think that one day I should take off, well, not come into the office, not come into the studio, and we'll do phoners. I'll just be on the show in the shower the whole time, 4 hours.
That's a great idea.
I know. I love it. Let's run it by management. They'll be like, can't do it. No, absolutely not.
I would love to do a radio show from the shower. Who's done that? Nobody's done that.
No, we could be the first. Wait.
We can broadcast live from a shower.
We're onto something here. Do we get like a world record guy to come through?
Get a world record guy.
Wrigley or Wrigley or whatever.
I think you're thinking of Guinness.
Yeah, Guinness.
The Guinness. Not the beer.
Ripley's, believe it or not.
Why? What's the idea here?
Longest radio show ever done in the shower.
That would be interesting.
It's very niche. I think we'd only have to do it like 5 minutes. Because I don't know. I'm not sure if anyone else holds the record for that.
I don't know if they do
either. No, I'm calling Guinness after the show.
Is there anyone that backed you up yet?
Oh, this person. I do it. Phone is in a Ziploc bag and I go.
Oh, see, they put it in the Ziploc
bag. I also shop and whatnot in the shower as well. Not you doing TikTok shop.
All I can picture is people putting a chair in the shower, sitting down
literally.
And shopping on Amazon.
Literally.
All right, PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, we'll get to some of
just
your messages.
Just be happy that I'm showering. You know what I mean? Just be happy.
Honestly, that smell earlier in the week, it turns out it was a dead mouse, but...
His money was on me. It really was.
Peaks by Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 70 for the high today. I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with this story. I saw it for the first time a few weeks back, and I thought it was interesting because I have friends who are in the industry. They're photographers. And a little while ago, a photographer out of state was hired to photograph a wedding, ended up leaving in the middle of it because he was denied food. Yeah. And on top of that, he deleted all the photos from the wedding he took that day.
That's so tough.
So the question is, who's in the wrong here? Yesterday, I started reaching out to local wedding photographers asking if they've ever been in a similar situation. And one guy by the name of Adam got back to us and he said, yep, been there, done that. Hi, Adam. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, man. So being in the industry, who would you say is in the wrong here? The photographer for acting unprofessional or the married couple?
Yeah, okay. So I actually think this is so funny because I read that story a while back about that photographer who walked out on the wedding. And, mm-hmm. and I actually did the exact same thing a couple weekends ago.
Oh, my God. Adam. Yep.
No, but so her mom is now saying that they're going to take legal action.
Okay.
But she's... But it doesn't...
Whose mom? Talk.
I'm not worried about that.
Whose mom are you referring to?
The mother of the bride. Mother
Got
of the bride.
It.
Sure.
Yep.
She's going to take legal action against you.
That's so tough.
Tell us what happened.
I will definitely go into it, but I've been doing this for 6 years. I've been around the block, man. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I started doing weddings maybe like for two years out of the six, and now I do that. I do weddings full time. The number of weddings I do a year, I mean, you wouldn't believe it. It's an industry on its own. You know what I mean? There's photography and then there's wedding photography.
Yeah.
Got it.
But I never in all the weddings that I have photographed have I ever come across a bride and groom who told me I was not allowed to eat at the wedding.
God, so this happened to you too.
Yep. And that's what, I mean, that, yes. They claimed that I could have a coffee and a piece of cake if there was some left, but they would not give me any food. And I was there all morning, all afternoon. It was supposed to be there all night. You know, it was wedding and reception. This was a 16-hour day for me.
Yeah. At least, yeah, that's a long day.
So I got to the home around 8 a.m.
Okay.
to take the pictures for the bride getting ready. During the wedding reception, they all sit down to eat, and I actually help myself to a plate of food, and the mother comes across and says, that's actually not for you. Takes it away from me.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand the big deal of offering the photographer or the DJ a drink and some food. I don't know. I don't get it.
I mean, if you're that worried about money, you're in this wedding business for the wrong reason. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, did you help yourself or did you ask?
So
let this play out.
If there's one thing I've learned in this wedding business, it's that don't mess with the mother of the bride. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to leave that alone. So I discreetly asked the bride and groom later in the night if they would take issue with me just like quickly going, having a little bit of food.
Yeah.
And the bride looks at me like I have three heads and goes, yeah, I would have an issue with that.
Oh, give me a break.
Oh my God. Wait, that's crazy. Yeah. Okay. So I mentioned this briefly earlier. I don't know if you heard it or not, but I've bartended weddings for, I don't know, 5-7 years. Doesn't matter. I don't do it anymore. But what I always took issue with was when the photographer or the band or the videographer was first in line to get food. And I'm like,
drink? Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, like, listen, you're literally not our first priority. If anything, you are our last priority. Well, I want to eat first and then like get it over with quickly and then go back to shooting. But like, you're not shooting Grandma Sally with a chicken parm down her throat. You're just not shooting that. So relax.
Totally. I think my counterpoint to that is like, usually you would want to have us eating quickly first, because while you guys are eating, like that's when you're exactly right. I'm not taking pictures of Grandma eating a chicken parm.
Yeah.
Right. So I want to be ready to go when you guys do hit the dance floor right after dinner.
Well, so Adam, bride and groom tells you, no, you're not allowed to eat. And yes, we would take issue if you were to help yourself, which you did, because the mother came over and took the plate of food. And then your next steps were what? What did you do?
so her said, like, her bit doesn't end there. She goes, it's $80 a plate. So if you want to pay for that, sure.
Oh,
but we're
Lord,
not paying
dude.
You to take we're paying you to take pictures. We're not paying you to eat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And like, that was, like, clearly her mother had spoken to her and was, yeah, like, this guy's not cool. You know, keep him off the food. And I could tell that there was, you know how, like, sometimes you're like, this is actually not a conversation. I'm either about to, like, have a blowout with the bride or I'm about to walk away. And I'm not going to have a blowout with the bride on her wedding day. I'm just not going to do that. But what I will do is I will leave. I deleted the pictures off my camera and I left.
From everything you took that morning and so on.
Yeah.
You deleted all the photos.
He threw the SD card into the lake.
Did you feel any remorse or guilt after you did that?
I mean, I feel sorry for everyone else at the wedding that they have to deal with that. You know what I mean? I don't feel bad for doing what I did. I feel bad that, like, it's just so crazy to me that on your day, this day that's supposed to be the culmination of your, I mean, a testament at least to your relationship,
right,
that people are so focused on an $80 plate of food.
Right.
Also, I don't want to, like, go into how, but, like, you're paying me a couple of $1,000s to be there.
Right.
And you're going to stress about me having a little plate of, that's, I don't know.
Right.
That's crazy.
I think you leaving is a little extreme. I think everyone leaving is a little extreme. I mean, have it out with them afterwards or whatever the case may be. Or you hold the power at that point, because by the time the wedding's over with, you can get those, you can make sure that those wedding pictures are not a priority. I'll get them back to you when I have time.
I hadn't eaten in 14 hours.
Yeah.
So no, based on that feeling, that fight or flight, no, I'm not in the wrong. I don't feel guilty at all for doing that. She deserved it. Both her and her mother, they can have a great life.
Oh my God.
I was just getting ready to ask you, hey, do you feel any remorse? But you just answered my question. So no, you clearly do not.
You know, I do feel sorry, yes, for the husband. I feel really sorry for him. He seemed like a nice guy.
Oh my God, Adam, you're a savage.
Adam's Photography, if you want to reach out to me. I'm available for anybody who actually wants to work together.
Right.
Of course.
Yes. Of course.
Yes. A lot of business
a
coming in.
A collaborative effort.
585-252-9800. Who do you guys think was in the wrong here? Our boy, Adam, or the bride and the groom? We'll take your texts and your phone calls. Adam, thanks so much for coming on this
morning. Have a good one, you guys.
All right. Have a great day, man. Good luck. I got this text from Ryan that said, I'm not sure I would even consider myself a pro because I've only shot two weddings. But there are plenty of couples who only look at photographers as just a cameraman. The first wedding I did, they managed to lowball me with their shoestring budget. But of course, I wanted the experience. I helped myself to the open bar and got one drink because it was so hot out. And I was met with the evil eye and disgusted look.
Oof.
Well, that will definitely happen. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Kelsey.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Adam's side.
You're on
Really?
Tell us why.
Yeah.
Why, Kelsey?
So I actually bartend at weddings, and I've seen this so many times.
Really?
Yes, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, what no, okay, skin off their back.
Kelsey, I've also bartended weddings for a number of years. Isn't it very annoying when they're, like, first in line or, like, they're going behind the kitchen and they're like, can I get my plate?
Yeah. No, I completely agree with that. Like, and don't get me wrong. Like, we've had plenty of weddings where we've been told, like, hey, there's not going to be enough food for you guys. And I mean, I don't know. That's just kind of how it is at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I can see where, like, a lot of photo, like, my photographer for my wedding had it in our contract that, like, they get a meal.
100%.
So you got to put it in the contract.
Yeah.
Let me know if you agree with this text. I'm guessing you probably don't because you're on Adam's side, but Sarah just texted in and said, as someone who just recently got married, I don't understand why some photographers act like they're an actual guest at the wedding. You are being paid a service, simple as that. Mm-hmm. The same way the DJ or band is being paid a service. We don't owe you anything aside from the terms we agreed upon.
Yeah, no, I can see that side too. I guess, you know what? I'm a gray area.
Okay. Yeah, okay, got
wow,
it.
Wow, we swayed you.
Yeah, we really...
Yeah, a little bit.
You're waffling.
I can definitely see both sides because I mean, working 18 plus hours or 14, whatever he said, that can be, but like also we've had breastfeeding mom photographers, you know what I mean? Where they get time to go do what they have to do too.
Sure.
And it's all about communication with your bride and groom at the end of the day.
Right. I get it. If you're missing like a crucial moment, like, yeah, that's probably on you.
Thanks for the call, Kelsey. Really appreciate it. All right. Well, some of you are Team Adam and some of you are absolutely Team Bride and Groom. Which one are you, by the way? You're Team Adam? You don't know.
I mean, like, listen, I've seen it and I'm like, ugh. I think you should feed. No, actually, you know what? I'm Team Bride and Groom because if that wasn't in your contract, then no.
Oh, my God. It's a 16-hour day.
Put it in the contract. Got to go through the right channels.
Throw the dude some scraps.
No.
It's PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. It's a segment on the show we started doing last week called Therapy Thursdays. And we had a really great one last week. And this morning, we're changing it up a little bit because today's feature is all about our girl, Breezy Breeze.
Yeah, guys, it's not great. It's really dark over here. Not me turning the show into a therapy session, but genuinely, like, I feel like a lot of people can relate to this right now because I think all of us are so pumped. We're past Memorial Day weekend. It's time to absolutely rage. It's time to get the suntan lotion on, hit the pool, hit the beach.
We can finally wear white.
Correct. And I have been massively, massively depressed for the past 2 weeks here of the weather not being
what it should
be. It's horrid, guys. It's horrid. And I can't even, like, I'm not even trying to be dramatic when I say I'm, like, fighting for the will to live. Like, it's genuinely, like, it's taking so much out of me. Because I'm, like, all I want to do is sleep or be in the bed, which I know that's, like, obviously my MO anyways. But, like,
yeah, we're 2 days away from June. And I say it all the time. It takes a tough individual to live here in upstate New York because you can't really plan for anything as far as the weather's concerned.
I never really suffer from seasonal depression like in the winter. But right now it's like hitting me so hard because it feels like we deserve this. As upstate New Yorkers, we deserve this weather. We've put in our time. We've paid our dues all winter to have the three months of summer, and I see no end in sight. I see no end in sight. I'm going to a wedding this weekend for a close friend of mine that is outside. It is going to be 55 degrees and raining.
Oh, it's an outside wedding.
Like, what are we doing here? And I know it's nobody's fault, and I know we can't control the weather, and we can only control us and our thoughts and feelings, but, like, man, I'm going through it. It's, like, really, it's really bad.
Yeah, it is. This is the most... At least since I've been home, this has been the toughest winter and toughest spring since I've been back. And I don't know how some of you guys deal with your seasonal depression, but if you want to give us some tips and tricks, aside from tanning beds, I know you deal with the spray tanning once a month.
No, I'm going today just to feel something.
Just to feel like, something.
Genuinely, I...
Like, what do you do? What else do you do? I mean, yes, getting out in nature... It's one way to do it, but you don't want to go outside.
You can't. It's pouring. I'm going hiking in the rain.
The best thing you can do, honestly, is get a therapy light, go to the gym. Most of the time, you got to force yourself to do that. Because,
I haven't even been going to the gym.
And
that's bad. A lot.
Yeah, that's tough because you're typically consistent with it.
I'm in such a rut, and like I'm not trying to sound dramatic.
It's going to be nice, though. I'm telling you, it's going to turn around.
When?
It will. I mean, the sun was peeking out this morning, teasing our behinds a little bit.
But that's also the thing. It's like we had one really great day on Sunday and then again Monday.
All right. So for example, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, it's going to be sunny and then it's going to be in the 70s. Wednesday's going to be nice. It'll be 81. Thursday might see some rain. But the following weekend is supposed to be really nice. And once we finally get into June, I think things are going to turn around. It's not going to stay like this forever.
I just have this massive fear that, like, this is the projection of summer. And if this is the projection and the, like, peek behind the curtain of what it's going to look like, I'm going to lose my mind.
I don't know who this person is. Marissa just texted in and goes, guys, I've been there. I've done that. I suffer from seasonal depression. I've lived here my whole life. The key is to sweat. You have to sweat. Run or jog either inside or outside. But if you're not sweating, that's a problem. You will feel so much better releasing those endorphins. Yeah, we know that.
I'm going to have to go into a sauna to just feel warmth.
And vitamin D. Yeah. Why don't you do the light therapy, Breeze? What happened to my light thingy I used to have? I used to turn that thing on for every morning.
Oh, God. They took it. They're like, this can't be in here.
Well, what was it? It was a therapy.
It was a happy light.
It was a happy light.
Yeah.
And it had a dimmer, and I'd turn it on every morning, especially in the cold winters.
Just to feel something.
Just to feel a little something, something.
I don't know if anybody else is going through this. I know I can't be alone because...
No, you're definitely not alone.
It's really taking a massive toll on me, my psyche, my mental health.
It's tough on days like yesterday when it's raining and you just want to go and sit outside on like Park Ave.
Right.
Have a nice dinner or lunch.
Oh, no, I slept all day yesterday. Like, that's how you know I'm massively, massively going through it.
Well, and to some of you listening this morning who are also going through it, the best advice I can give to you is chin up.
Thank you. I'm cured.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.